Now joined by Coach John Roberts over at Tri-County. It had been a long week, a long wait to take your pick on that one, because it rained last week and Tri-County hadn't played, did play Grundy R5 last night, and it was a little bit of a difficult start for Tri-County, at least if the score I'm looking at is right, Coach. They took it on the chin 19-2.
Yeah, it was a workable margin. It was 7-2 going into the fifth inning, and then it just got away from us. And you know, that's a little bit to be expected. Our starter pitched really well, Logan Malott, but we had him kind of on a little bit of a pitch restriction, and he threw 85 pitches, and then we said that was enough. And you know, probably if we wanted to press the issue, he could have thrown a few more, but weren't sure. You know, he's battled a little, you know, fatigue and things like that. And so no reason early on to get that, you know, just take any chances on anything. He threw well. I think he pitched four innings and gave up maybe six hits. And of his runs he gave up, I think he gave up seven runs, but I think only two of them were earned. Mm-hmm. So he pitched pretty well. He was our, you know, ace last year for the most part, and led our staff and innings pitched. And you know, Logan's a really good pitcher, and he threw well last night. Like I said, if it would have been a little closer ball game, I think we might have, you know, got him in there for one more inning. But early on in the season, and you know, just with the kind of crazy nature we have right now, climate we have, you know, I think it's better to be safe than be sorry.
I'm with you on that. It sounds like, you know, certainly early, there are some things that you did that were encouraging. Sounds like the score got away from you a little bit late, but as far as looking at now the rest of the week and getting the boys back in practice, you got good weather to practice, that's for sure. How encouraging is there, I guess, how much of an advantage is it for you instead of, you know, thinking, well, okay, we haven't played a game yet and everybody's looking forward to a game. Now you have a game that you can sit down with the boys and really kind of learn from that. It didn't go the way you wanted last night necessarily, but that's a step in the right direction as far as learning.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we played the same team again next week. And last year when we played them, they smoked us pretty good the first time we played them. And then we pulled out a win against them the second time we played them. And, you know, we know now after being in a game exactly some things we want to work on, a few different combinations. We're going to look at a few, maybe shifting a few guys around a little bit. And we have, believe it or not, for only one game, we've got a couple guys that are kind of dinged up, so give them a little time to heal. And, you know, it was one game, and it was sort of similar to the way we started the season against them last year. Last year was more of a situation with we just were kind of a little tight at the start of the game. And last night we came out, played pretty well at the beginning, and, you know, it just kind of got away from us a little bit later on, which happens sometimes. And you know, they have a very good ball club, and they're a very good hit. They hit very well. And so, you know, when it's kind of a combination of when the other team is swinging the bats good, and when you're getting free passes to first, and I think there was four or five hit by pitches. So I mean, it was just kind of one of those, you know, when you have a snowball inning, it seems to really impact you, and it sometimes does when you have inexperienced kids playing, because you know, we had several guys that was first high school baseball game they'd ever played in.
And it's not, you know, it would be worth saying to say that it's not the greatest advantage for Tri-County when it's your first game, and Grundy had played a couple of games against a couple of really good teams out east.
Oh yeah, and they, you know, they got a nice ball club, and they like I said, they're an experienced team, and they swing that bat well, and they come at you with, you know, with an approach that they're going to make you throw strikes. And if you're, you know, if the pitches aren't called strikes, it's going to be a tough chore for any pitcher. So we'll just use it as a learning experience. You know, I think there's one of two things you can do in athletics. You can sit back and moan and complain about stuff, or you can use things as a motivational tool, as a learning experience. And you know, this is we're in the school business, so this is education, and I think it's a learning experience.
I agree with you on that. The original schedule for Tri-County had a home date with Novinger on Thursday, canceled. Probably talked about in past weeks, but what was the reason for the cancellation there?
They had a conference game that would take precedent over playing a non-conference game. And so that was put on the back burner. And, you know, it's kind of tough to, even when you're, you know, there's not a lot of teams that play fall baseball, or not as many, obviously, because of other, you know, reasons and things like that. So getting games is kind of, you know, not as easy as it seems, because I always have people say, why don't you play this team and that team? And then I say, well, they don't play in the fall, or, you know what, you just don't show up and get a game going. They had a conference game that was obviously was, you know, more important for them to play, and I understand that, because they, you know, they got a real, you know, they, when you have a situation that overtakes a non-conference opponent, for sure.
Well, and that's a complicated discussion as far as trying to get games, because, you know, then this would be for Grundy too, and I think we talked about this yesterday at Coach Stillwell, but you got Grundy and Tri-County in the HDC that both play baseball in the fall, but most schools in the HDC, Mercer football co-ops with Princeton, you got Gilman City and North Harrison, they both co-op with Pattonsburg, so there's not a lot of baseball in the HDC. Would it be a potential option for both you and Grundy to perhaps go try to get into, at least for baseball only, a conference?
I don't know. You know, it's gotten so confusing. I remember when that would be a question not to ask me, but one of our ADs. But you know, that certainly, I think that would, you know, have some merit, because the baseball's here for the long term.
And you're playing, you're playing the schools anyway that you kind of play non-conference at this point.
Right. And when, you know, I remember when I first got into coaching, first job I ever had was at a little place called Miami Amaret, which is down in Bates County, down by Butler, Missouri. And we played 8-man football, and there was only 16 teams in the state of Missouri that played 8-man at that time. And our district included teams that were in Northwest Missouri. That's how far we used to have to travel for games. So getting games was tough down there as well. So I've been at a couple places where it's, you know, not the easiest in the world to schedule, just because of opponents and, you know, fall baseball is a little different animal, because it's not a district situation, and different people take it, you know, different ways. There's a school called New Franklin that's won a state championship in baseball, and they use fall baseball strictly as a means for getting their younger players acclimated with the system. And you might beat them in the fall, but you're probably not going to beat them in the spring a lot of years. So it's just, you know, different philosophies, and we kind of intertwine. You know, we're trying to build something as well as, you know, get playing time, and that's one thing we can offer is playing time, because you know, we don't have, like we talked about last week, we got 10 boys out for baseball, and we got, you know, a handful of them that this is the first time they've played.
We're going to talk a little bit more about this rematch with Grundy, but that's going to be 1 week from tonight, so we'll save that for next week. And, you know, one of those discussions of the second time around of playing somebody who has the advantage. We'll save that discussion for next week, as next week on the 22nd, it'll be Tri-County in Galt against Grundy R5. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Have a great week of practice. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Tom. Have a safe trip up there tonight.